Ayos. Sino sa inyo, masaya kayo? Tapos na ang exams! Grabe! Yun! Diba? Grabe, saya ni Kuya. Napatayo pa eh, no? Kala ko lilipad na eh. Yes! Okay. Sino meron pang exams next week? Probably, okay. Onting push na lang, okay? Onti na lang yan. Pag-pray nyo yan. Tingin mo yung katabi mo, okay pa ba yan? Okay pa? I hope na kumpleto pa naman yung kilay mo. Okay, di mo sinunog yan. Nag-aral ka lang ng mabuti. Sino dito? Andito ka starting from the first week of case closed. Grabe, sasaya nyo talaga, no? Wala na kasing exam eh. Let me just repeat the objective of our series that even as we conclude this series or finish this series today, students will understand, or every one of us here would understand, the truth about the gospel in contrast to religious beliefs or mindsets that we have or we grew up with. This series will bring freedom. Mukha bang malaya na yung katabi mo? Yes, nakakay Lord na yan eh. Pre, ba't mukha ka pa rin bilanggo? Okay. Pero sa totoo lang, kung nakay Christ niyan, I hope he has freedom over his life, and as they hear and apply the truth of the gospel in their lives, they will experience God in their lives every single day. Let me have a recap. Una, pinag-usapan natin that Jesus came. Incarnation, that Jesus came to us, dwelt among us, and lived like us, but he did not sin. He lived a perfect life so that he would be the only one qualified to suffer and die for our sins. That's why second week we talked about Jesus died. We're talking about the gospel that Jesus came and lived like us human beings, but 100% man, 100% God, only to be qualified to be the sacrifice for our sins. And when he died on the cross, our sins are now forgiven. Last week, pinag-usapan naman natin where Pastor Jeff preached that Jesus lives. Si Jesus, hindi lang siya basta nabuhay, namatay, at hanggang ngayon, patay pa rin. But after 3 days, he said, I will rise again. He actually rose up again, and he's living today and forever. Kung meron tayong nakikitang mindset or beliefs na ito yung pinaniniwalaan nila, yung tao na yon namatay, o yung Diyos-Diyos na nila namatay, but para sa atin, ito yung tunay na Diyos kasi alam natin that this is the validation that Jesus is a Son of God. It's because He did not just die, He also lived again. So that we will have hope that we can also live again after our life here on earth. And putting our faith in God, now we talk about Jesus will return. Talking about the whole case closed series, pinag-uusapan natin buong gospel at yung plano ni Jesus Christ for our redemption. At ibig sabihin, hindi natatapos nung namatay si Jesus Christ, napatawad mga kasalanan natin. He lives again, He rose up again so that we will have a new life. But not only that, when He comes again, when Jesus returns, we will have a perfect eternal life with Him when we are in Christ. That's what we're talking about here in our series, Case Closed. And talking about Jesus will be coming again, madaming speculations, tama? Tayo naman, kung titignan natin, iniisip natin, paano ba dadating si Jesus? Okay, may spaceship ba? Gaya ng sinasabi ng iba? Or bababa rin lang siya, katulad nung paano siya umakyat, kagaya ng sabi sa Bible? Pero talking about all these things in the future, we always want a sneak peek of the future, tama? Kaya nga gustong-gusto niyo yung mga trailer, di ba? Kunyari, napanood mo ba yung trailer nung Batman vs. Superman sa Civil War? Gustong-gusto natin yan. Parang 2 years ago pa lang, pinag-uusapan na yan. Kailan ba maglalaban si Batman at Superman? Eto sa Civil War, kailan ba lalabas si Spider-Man? Nung lumabas si Spider-Man, grabe ka, di ba? Ganun ka na din, di ba? Lumabas siya, di ba? Grabe. Lumabas si Spider-Man. There's always a part in us that we want to see what's going to happen in the future. That even in this one, sino bang mananalo? Sino kampi kay Superman? Wala. Isa lang, sino kampi kay Batman? Woo! Kalaban natin siya. Okay. Whenever there's a trailer, it's a sneak peek of what's going to happen in the future in the movie na ipapalabas. And even in our lives, when we talk about sneak peek, minsan gusto natin, di ba, malalaman natin ano bang mangyayari sa buhay ko in the future. Magiging superhero din kaya ako. Di ba? Nagtatahi ka na ng spandex, lumalabas ka, nakaganon din, di ba? Ano? Nakikipaglaban ka sa kriminal, yung mga binibidyohan, ikaw lumalaban. In the future, kaya magiging engineer ba ako? Di ba? In the future, sino kaya ang mapapangasawa ko? Di ba? Iniisip mo na yun, di ba? Sino ganun din minsan? O wala, o sige, okay lang. Tuloy tayo. And when we talk about a sneak peek of the end of the world, madami na tayong narinig, tama? So, dito interested ka malaman kung ano yung end of the world. Kung paano mangyayari yun, di ba? Minsan, iba sinasabi, pwedeng ano yan, disastrous yan, okay? World War III. In fact, nangyayari na ngayon yan. Sasabihin ng iba, di ba? World War III na ngayon. Others would say, dadating yung end of the world, malapit na. On May 2011, nasabi na yun dati. Alam nyo ba yun? Tapos, lumampas na. Ay, hindi. Nagkamali tayo ng calculation. Okay? September 2012. Nag-September 2012 na. Ay, mali pa rin. Naka-square root kasi tayo dito eh. Iba, hindi ganyan. Okay. Nilipat na. Taon-taon na lang, may end of the world. Yung iba, iniisip nila, zombie. May mga zombie na. Diba? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. End of the world na ba? Okay, nasaktan yung iba. Grabe ka naman. Iba, nuclear bombs. Okay, sabi na, dadating yung mga alien. Tatapusin nila yung mundo natin. Pero yung iba, sinasabi, pag end of the world na, alam nyo kung ano? Pagka nag-break kami. End of the world na to. Ba nagkaka-problema kayo? Break na tayo. Diba? Para sa kanya, oh, ayoko na mabuhay. Wala na yung mundo ko. Diba? Talking about the second coming, madami nga tayong naririnig or paano mangyayari ito or whatever. But there is one attitude that we have as a result kung ano-ano yung mga naririnig natin, napapanood natin, nalalaman natin sa iba, or kahit kung alam natin na dadating si Jesus at sure tayo doon, pero isa lang yung nangyayari sa atin. There is fear. Sometimes when we talk about second coming, end of the world, we all have fear. Fear that we might be affected, masasama tayo sa disaster na mangyayari. Where is my destination? That even if you know that you are in Christ and you know that you are saved, natatakot ka, Lord, baka pag natapos yung mundo, okay, sana wag muna bukas, Lord, kasi may date pa kami. Okay? Or yung iba, hindi mo alam kung saan yung destination mo, mas natatakot ka kasi, saan ako pupunta? Pag end of the world na. You don't know where your destination is. And what comes up into our hearts, into our minds, there's always fear and worry. I don't know kung napanood nyo na they hoard everything. Gumagawa sila ng paraan, ilalim ng bahay nila para maging safe sila in the end of the world. You know what caused that? It's fear. Why they're preparing that way? There's fear in their hearts. Ganun yung nangyayari sa atin. Because the eternal destination that we all have is already case closed when we talk about the gospel. It's already case closed when we talk about the second coming. Di na tayo kailangan matakot. That's why let's go to John 14, verses 1 to 3. And also later on, we go to another verse and another book, Revelation. But first, let's talk about this. Ano yung sinabi ni Jesus? Sabi dito, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And bago niya sinabi ito sa mga apostles, the apostles or the disciples who were with him at that time, natatakot din sila. Because Jesus was talking about or predicting his death. So natatakot sila kasi yung God na kasama nila, si Jesus, yung Lord nila and Savior na kasama nila, yung araw-araw na nagtatanggol sa kanila, nagtuturo sa kanila magagandang bagay, at yung person na magliligtas sa kanila, si Jesus Christ, is going to leave them in his death. That time, hindi pa nangyayari yung crucifixion. But at this point, when Jesus was predicting that, disciples were worried. Imagine yourselves, if you think about your parents or the people you trust the most, and they would be gone very soon, what would you feel? You would feel troubled. You would feel fear, and you would be anxious about everything in your life. And that's what the disciples were feeling. So ngayon, let's go to verse 3, and this is what Jesus said to them to make them secure and put their trust in God, is that, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Sabi mo, I will come again. That's what Jesus said, and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. And Jesus made a statement in this time, that he said to secure the disciples na hindi siya forever mawawala, yung pagkamatay niya, temporary lang, he will rise again, I will come again. That's a big point. That's a big statement that Jesus made to make the disciples secure of their future. Can we bow down and let's just pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you open up our hearts and minds so that we would understand and live out your word. Maintindihan namin to na hindi kami lalabas dito, Lord God, na hindi na bago yung buhay namin gamit yung salita mo, Lord God, dahil sa salita mo. Thank you, Lord. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. And now, we continue. Kinukwento ko nga sa inyo yung nangyayari, di ba? Ito yung sinabi niya. This is what Jesus did, and if it wasn't Jesus ang nagsabi nito, probably hindi sila maniniwala. It's because Jesus already has integrity or is making a big statement kasi madami na siyang ginawa para sa kanila. He was preaching healing, he healed the people. And even before Jesus came, in the Old Testament, God was using prophets to prophesy about the coming of Jesus, and he came. Ginawa niya yun. Hindi lang yun, when Jesus said he would die, he died for our sins. And not only that, before he said he would die, pag namatay ako, after 3 days, I will rise again. And actually, after 3 days, he rose again, and he actually pulled it off. And now, if Jesus is telling this, I will come again, will he not do it again? Will he not do an amazing thing of coming back again? Kung yung mga bagay na sinabi niya dati, pinipreach niya dati, ginawa niya na at na-witness ng mga disciples, nababasa natin ngayon, na-experience natin ngayon, would we not believe what Jesus is trying to tell us that he will come back again? And when he comes back again, how would it change my life? How would it change the world? How would it change everything that I know and everything that we experience in our life today? Because we should not doubt or fear the coming of Jesus Christ. We should not doubt that in a sense, madami nga talagang ipapalabas yung media na ito yung end of the world, ito yung mangyayari sa mundo natin, na lahat tayo magkakawar, lahat magugutom, kakaroon ng maraming sakit at iba't iba pa. The coming of Jesus is something that we should expect and we are to be happy about. We are to be excited about His coming and not to be in doubt or in fear at anything. Because in the book of Revelation, this time, si Apostle John had a sneak peek of what's to come or what's gonna happen in second coming. At that point, nung kanina binasa natin, si Jesus kasama pa nila. Pero at this time, he ascended to heaven already. And then at this time, Apostle John, one of the disciples who were with him, one of the 12, pinakitaan siya ng vision of what's going to happen in the second coming. And sabi dito, and I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man, and he will dwell with them. And they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne, Jesus Christ himself, said, behold, I am making all things new. Also, he said, write this down. Good thing, sinulat niya, nalaman natin lahat ngayon, for these words are trustworthy and true. Hindi nagsisinungaling ang Diyos. Jesus, hindi siya nagsisinungaling. Kung ano yung sinabi niya, gagawin niya, katulad nung bababasa dito sa mundo, namatay siya para sa atin, nabuhay siyang muli, at pagbabalik siya ulit, sinabi niya na to, mangyayari to. Now, we should be secured about it because what Jesus will do is not only that He will judge people, but He will make all things new. Probably, nandito ka na ako, buka, anong implication yan para sa buhay ko? Bakit kailangan ko malaman yan? Future pa naman yan. Instead of living in fear, you should be excited because Jesus will make all things new. And when we talk about things that are new, una, di ba si Jesus, He came to save, He came to live and die for our sins. But second also is Jesus would be coming back again to judge all sin, lahat ng kasalanan, and to make all things right. That's why He's coming back again. We're talking about you will be spiritually new. We would all be spiritually new if we are in God. And if we are in God, we are to expect this, that Jesus will erase sin. Jesus will erase the sin that we had, or the sin itself that would destroy us, because we, the church, would be the bride. We would be the bride prepared for Jesus Christ. And we will be with Him forever. Kasi sabi dito sa Revelation, verse 2, and I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, which is us, the church, people of God, adorned for her husband. Come, verse 9, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. What Jesus is telling here is that he will erase sin. He will make all things new. Having the glory of God, its radiance, the people of God, and that picture, sa sneak peek na nakita ni John, the sneak peek of people who are in Christ. You know, you have surrendered your life to Christ. Come on. But if you know that you are in Christ, one day you will be part of this. You will be made new, spiritually new. What would happen is that yung nakita niya at that moment, because in their time, ang pinakamagandang bagay na makikita nila are like rare jewel, jasper, and crystal. pinakamagandang bagay na nakikita nila nung time nila noon. And this was his description about who are we going to become or what are we going to become when we are spiritually new. Most rare jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. What is that saying to us? That we will be sinless, beautiful, pure, clear, and holy. Kung iniisip mo, ang ganda na nung katabi mo, kaya ka pumunta dito, dito yung crush ko eh. Diba? Tapos pasok ka dito, dito siya, dito ko tatabi. Gaganda pa lalo yan. At kung yung katabi mo, gwapo, gwapo pa lalo yan. Sabi niya, ay talaga, buti naman. Kuwawa naman kasi kung hindi. I'm not only saying physical, but first, let's talk about spiritual. That the struggles that you have today will all be erased. And wouldn't that be a good news for you? Na yung pag magta-tithes and offering na, di ba, Lord, hindi ko mabigay yung 10% ko sa'yo. Sumasakit yung dito mo, di ba? Aray-aray yung bulsa ko. Okay. You have a struggle with greed. At that very moment, when you are spiritually, you don't have to struggle with greed. When you are struggling in lust, that every single time that when you see other women, when you see pictures on Facebook, on Instagram, on any sites, you don't have to deal with this anymore. It will be erased. You don't have to struggle in temptation of being impatient with others because it will be erased. All of the struggles that you have here, na probably victory group leader nyo lang yung nakakaalam, or kung nandito ka, first time mo, ikaw lang yung nakakaalam, yung track record mo of sin, because there's guilt and shame, when Jesus comes back again, you will be made new. It will all be gone. It will all be erased. You would be a person who would live for God and not for sin anymore. You would have a better version of you. How excited I am for that day, because one of the things that I have always struggled with is impatience. Alam yan nung mga nakasama ko na pag nagdadrive ako. Okay? Yung lahat na lang, di ba? Kala mo sinisiksik ka. Manong, manong, manong. Yan na naman, okay? Tapos beat, 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 beat. Diba? Parang tipong gusto kong nagsasalita yung ano ko, busina ko, sisigawan, hoy, manong! Tabi! Mamadali ako! Gusto ko ganun eh. Inis na inis ako. Lagi ako nagsasagal sa ganyan pag nagdadrive ako. Kala mo laging fast and furious yung Marcos Highway pag nagdadrive ako. But you know what? It's one of the things that I am excited na, Lord, I won't be an impatient person anymore when you come back again because you will make me new. I would begin to honor you and be patient with other people. Kahit na nakakairita sila, makita mo pala yung mukha nila. Alam mo yung may nakita ka isang araw pa lang, gusto mong pag-practicean, di ba? You know what? You don't have to struggle and be tempted at that time anymore. Because at that moment, sin will be erased. At this moment, ito pa yung laging nagsustruggle ka, di ba? Lord, I pray, Lord, na tulungan mo ko dito sa temptation na to. Victory group leader mo, tatawagan mo. In that very moment, you don't have to call your victory group leader anymore because Jesus will make you new. Your status in life, your record in life would all be made new. It's as if you never sinned. How good is that in your life at that moment that Jesus would come? Your own personality, ikaw pa rin yun. Paano ka mag-isip? Kung paano ka dumiskarte? But now, the bad parts are gone. The lustful thoughts are gone. Yung things na iniisip mo lagi, paano ka makakapanlamang, it will all be gone. Isn't that exciting? That we all become Christ-like. But we're not just spirits, okay? We'll be also physically new. Because there are beliefs, pag nasa heaven na tayo or when Jesus comes again, we'll all just be ghosts. Spirits na lang tayo. Ibig sabihin, yung body mo ngayon, yung kung sino ka ngayon, mawawala na yan. Espiritu ka na lang pag lumipad ka. Casper ka na. Lalo kung friendly ka. But it's not true. We will still have our physical bodies, but different and perfect now. Because the decisions you would make are the decisions that would only honor God. The decisions that you'd make would be the decisions that will be good for you and for everyone else. And using your physical body, ibig sabihin, yung actions mo would now be different because now you have a mind like Christ and a body like His, a glorified body, what the Bible calls it. Sino sa inyo nagbabasa kayong Bible nyo? And you've read at the time that Jesus rose again, and He ate with the disciples. Nabasa niyo yun? Kumain silang isda. Sinabi niya pa, tingin naman pagkain, kakain tayo. Gutom siya. kumakain rin si Jesus. Ibig sabihin, even in the second coming, when we rise again, when we have our glorified bodies, kakain pa rin tayo. Yung iba talaga, no? Ay, talaga? Okay. So, wag mo lahat kainin dito, meron pa dun. Ibig sabihin lang that God, in His creation, it's perfect at first before sin came in. We would all be the same people, but with a different spirit, with a different body that came from the old self na nawala lang yung mga sinful things in our life. Kumbaga, itsura ng katabi mo, marerecognize mo pa rin yan in heaven. In eternity, marerecognize mo pa rin yan. Same race, kung Pilipino ka doon, same face without the pimples. Come on! But I just don't want to put it at that way na grabe, no? Ang babaw natin, no? Yun lang iniisip natin, yes, wala nang pimples, Lord! Wala nang eskinol doon! Wala nang master! Pero hindi ito yung pinag-uusapan natin kung yun lang. Yes, that's just a bonus. That's just a very small part of it. Because in this verse, it's saying that no more death, no more pain, and no more tears. Every people of God, every person who is in Christ, at the second coming, Jesus will personally wipe away your tears. And death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away. How good is it that there's no more death? Because from the very minute na pinanganak tayo dito, we are bound to die. Tama? We are all waiting in line to die when you came out from your mother's womb because of sin. But in the second coming, when Jesus returns again, you would be having life everlasting with Him. No more pain. What are the things that grieves your heart most of all? Ano yung kada gabi iniisip mo at nasasaktan ka? All of these things would be no more. You would just live in God. It will all change. Because the body that we know, nasasaktan tayo, nagkakasakit tayo, it will all be well. Because the body that we are in, it dies, it hurts, it cries. But at the second coming, death is gone. Pain is gone. Tears are gone. All things will be made new. Even if you are sick and you are here today, this is a good news for you. You don't have to live in sickness when Jesus comes. There would be no more AIDS, wala nang Zika virus, wala nang dengue, wala nang cancer, wala na lahat ng to. And if you're thinking about yourself and you're thinking about probably the people that you love, probably your family members na may sakit, when you preach Jesus to them, they would live forever without sickness, free of pain, a new body and a new life. God will continue to be faithful in fulfilling His promises even in our time there. After this life that we have here. Physically new, spiritually new, living in complete freedom, joy, and great health. That's our life in God. Hindi ka na kailangan mag-suffer sa heartache kasi si Lord pa lang sapat na pag nanu ka na. I hope that we're not focused on the blessings all the more. Because even as put into terms by Pastor Bruce Fiedler, one of our pastors, that biblically, salvation and redemption, the one that we receive from God, are not fully complete until the physical resurrection of the body and the renewal of the material creation. What Jesus died for are His creations also. Yung gawa niya, tayo at yung buong mundo. That's why, even in this world that we live in, we get to see a good creation that God has placed or God has made. But you know what? The world that we live in, it's contaminated by sin. And with God, naalala nyo, in the verses that we read earlier, a new Jerusalem, in the eyes of John, yun yung description niya, a new city, but God is telling a new world will be created for us. Even this beauty of creation would be even be more beautiful when God redeems it and when God makes you new. He loves His creation and He loves you and me. That's why He had to do this for us. But most importantly, that more than all, being spiritually new, physically new, we can be relationally new. Talking about relationally new, we go to verse 3 of Revelation 21, and we read this. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. The dwelling place of God is with man. Today, we only experience God by faith. We don't see God personally, face to face, But know what? At that time that we would be with Him, when Jesus returns, God would be with us. Are you excited only for the spiritually new? Maganda na yung buhay mo, a new record, you don't sin anymore. Or with the new body, a glorified body, are you only happy with that? But most of all, I hope that you would be even happier or joyful to live knowing that God is with you already. Let me give you an example. 3 years ago, my dad came home from working sa Canada. 3 years before that as well, 2010 yata, o basta, he left by saying also, nababalik siya. Who among you here, you have father or mother na nag-work abroad? My dad worked in abroad for 3 years. But in that 3 years, we were waiting for him to come back. 3 years came and he sent us a message na babalik na siya, malapit na. But my dad came sudden, unexpected, and personal. Noong umaga, pagising ko, aalmusal ako bago pumasok ng school, naghanda ng almusal. Pagbukas ng pinto, nakita ko yung tatay ko. Nung nakita ko yung tatay ko, pinuntahan ko kagad yung maleta. Asan na yung chocolate? Asan na yung mga t-shirt ko, jacket ko? Joke lang. Okay. I went to my dad and I hugged him. Because I was not in kung ano yung naipon niya, ano yung pasalubong niya. I wanted my dad. We were longing to be with our dad. Are you longing to be with your Savior? Or are you only expectant for the blessings, the promises that He's about to do in your life in the second coming? I hope you are expectant that Jesus would come. It's sudden, unexpected, and personal. Because Jesus is excited as well. Alam niyo yung gagawin niya? He will personally do this. Hindi lang darating si Jesus at tayo magsisilbi sa Kanya. Siya pa yung magsisilbi sa atin. He would wipe away all your tears. No more pain, no more death. Personally wiping away all your sorrows. That's what Jesus is going to do. And I hope you're expectant about Jesus coming, not the physical renewal, the spiritual renewal, but relationally new, because you will be with God for the rest of your life, for eternal life, everlasting life. Because knowing that Jesus has in store for us in His second coming should create excitement. Now talking about all this, that you would be new, spiritually, physically, and relationally, I hope you're excited for Jesus to come back. Sino excited ka pag may meet mo na si Lord? Gusto mo na ba ngayon? Yes! Okay, wag mo na, okay? I hope that you're excited and you are secured that you can actually have a life everlasting with God. Sabi ko nga sa inyo, this is already case closed. Eternal destination is already case closed when we talk about the gospel. Because you have an eternal destination. If you are in Christ, and if you are not, that's why, let me ask you, what is our response? In light of the message of what God has in store for us, what is our response? Number one, if you are in Christ, share the gospel. Who among you here, you are in Christ. You surrendered your life to Christ. This is our responsibility. Our responsibility is not this. Acts 1:7, yung disciples, nagtatanong sila kay Jesus, Lord, babaguhin mo na ba yung Jerusalem? Babawiin mo na ba? Ikaw na ba yung maghahari dito? Jesus said, it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by His own authority. Kasi tayo, minsan, yun yung gusto natin. Mas gusto nating malaman, kailan dating si Jesus? Okay, paano kaya yung end of the world? Tapos nakikipag-debate ka pa, alam mo, pag namatay yung tao, ganito, ganyan, ganito. But it is not for us to know. But what Jesus told us is this is what where we should be busy about. But when we receive God in our lives, the Holy Spirit comes on us, we will be effective witnesses to other people. That's why Jesus said this, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Talking about that, Jesus is telling us, all His disciples, all His followers, even today, to all of us, that we go and share the gospel. Get busy on telling others that Jesus came. Ano natutunan nyo dito in case closed? That Jesus came, that Jesus died, that He lives again, and He will come again. And this would save their lives. Monday, I talked with this man, nasa talyan ako, nagpapagawa akong sasakyan. Ito yung may-ari, si Tatay Danny. Tatay Danny, I didn't know. Lagi ako nagpapagawa sa kanila. Pero at that moment, dun lang ako napatambay ng matagal dun. Kasi normally, iwan ko na yung sasakyan ko, gawin nyo na, tapos bayad. Oh, yaman, di ba? Joke lang. Sa tatay ko galing yun. Joke lang. At this point, tumambay lang ako dun kasi wala naman akong gagawin. And then we talked about things hanggang umabot na kay Lord. And initiating that conversation was not me. It was him. Christian pala siya. Not part of Victory and a small church in their place which he opened when he got saved. Sneak peek lang, okay, yung story niya. Why he surrendered his life to God. He had slip disc. May bali siya sa likod for 11 years. 1985 nangyari sa kanya yon. May binuhat siya. Nabali likod niya. May braces siya hanggang 1996. May pinakilala sa kanya nandun sa katabi ng talyer niya, dun sa tindahan ng mga gulong ng kotse, sabi sa kanya nung kapitbahay niya, halika, pakilala kita kay Robert. Etong si Robert, Kristiyano pala, nung nakilala niya, ay, ito yung sinapa ko nung high school. Okay? So, kaklase niya pala nung high school yon, kabatch niya, sinuntok niya. But at that moment, si Robert, bumawi. Hindi, joke lang, okay? Nag-away pala eh, no? Hindi, bumawi in prayer! Pinakilala, di ba? And then Robert prayed for Tatay Danny. First he asked, si Robert nag-ask siya, naniniwala ka bang papagaling ka ng Panginoon? Sabi ni Tatay Danny, sige. Ganun yung pagkakasabi niya. Sige, humingi ka muna ng kapatawaran sa lahat ng kasalanan mo. Nag-pray siya, pinag-pray siya ni Robert, nilay hands yung paa niya, likod niya, sige, tayo ka. Pag tayo niya, magaling na siya. Sabi nga ni Tatay Danny, iyak daw siya ng iyak eh. And at that very moment, after the healing was done, the gospel was preached to him by Robert. And experiencing that kind of miracle in his life, alam niyo ginagawa niya sa talyer niya? Sabi niya sa akin, akala mo ba sa'yo ko lang sinashare to? Pati sa mga customer ko, pag nandito yan, sinashare ko to. Sinashare ko yung ginawa ni God sa akin at yung gospel. And he is even quoting verses, even the Great Commission, Matthew 28, Tagalog version ng Bible. Ang dami niyang verse na kabisado, sinashare niya sa akin. At para sa kanya, paano kung dumating ako sa langit, tatanungin ako, Panginoon, ba't di mo sinare? Kawawa naman yung iba. And to him, that was personal because utos daw ng Panginoon yun. In Matthew 28, di ba, that go and make disciples. Tagalog niya pa sinabi yun. Ano ba Tagalog nun? Okay. Kung naman hala. But you know what? It was personal to him. That even at the moment that he talks to his customers, he's intentional in sharing the gospel because he wants others to know about God and he will be coming back for them. If you're in Christ, share the gospel. That's why I've been talking about this for the past weeks. This is what the gospel is. Share this to your friends. Share this to your family members. Bakasyon natin next week with your family on Holy Week. I-share nyo to sa kanila that they don't have to suffer and work for their salvation. Jesus Christ died for them. And lived again so that they would receive salvation and forgiveness of sins. I hope you've also memorized this because this is the message that changed our lives. But number two, if you are not yet in Christ, let me tell you this, if you're here for the first time or you've been coming but you're not yet in Christ, repent and believe the gospel. You would only live in fear that Jesus would be coming again because ito yung sinabi niya in Revelations 6-8. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, Jesus Christ, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. Salvation and forgiveness of sins, life everlasting is without payment. Walang bayad. Binibigay ng Panginoon, libre para sa ating lahat when we accept Him as Lord and Savior. The one who conquers, the one who is in Christ, will have this heritage and I will be His God and He will be my Son. Would you want to be a part of that? That when Jesus comes, you will be with Him. Because if not, this would happen to you. For the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, for the murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and the liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. Punishment awaits everyone who will not repent and believe the gospel. Who will not repent and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You would be surprised and you would be excited and you would be joyful knowing that Jesus Christ will come back again when you know that you are in Him. But if you are not, you would just live in fear. So let me invite everyone to bow down right now. Let's just pray. Lord, thank you for your life, death, and resurrection. And Jesus, thank you that you would be coming back again for us. We can live in hope knowing that when you did all of this, Lord, we can trust you. As you said, your words are trustworthy and true. We trust you, God. And let me pray for people right here. Maybe you are in Christ, but you are not taking part in the Great Commission of making disciples and sharing the gospel. Let me pray for you for boldness. You know you are saved. You know that your life in Christ. But somehow, something is holding you back. Nahihiya ka. Baka pagtawanan ako ng iba. Yung iba naman dito, baka madami pa akong gagawin, Lord. Nag-aaral ako. Hindi ko kaya mag-share o mag-disciple o mag-lead ng VG o mag-lead ng iba sa one-to-one, Lord. Madami po akong ginagawa. Lord, natatakot ako. Baka i-reject nila ako. Baka hindi sila maniwala. But if that's you, you are in Christ. You have surrendered your life to Christ. And still, you have this fear. Thank you, Lord. We lift up our hands in surrender, Lord. But we say sorry that even in the times na alam namin, the Holy Spirit is telling us to share the gospel to my father, to my mother, to my siblings, dito rin sa mga kaibigan ko, sa mga kaklase ko, but I disobeyed. Kasi nahiya ako, natatakot ako, nahihirapan ako, or iniisip ko, may iba naman siguro mag-share. Lord, we say sorry. But right now, we receive the boldness that comes from you. Holy Spirit, empower them, Lord God. Empower us to share the gospel. Wala kaming pipiliin kung kanino kayo mag-share, but when we know that this person needs Jesus, they need to hear about the gospel, we would preach to them. We would share the life, the death, and the resurrection that you did, and you will be coming back again for them when they accept you as their Lord and Savior. We don't want to see the world, our family members, our loved ones, our classmates, our friends, to be left behind when you come again. But we want them to join us as we come to you, as you come to us, Lord God, and be with you forever. That's why give us the boldness to share the gospel, to make disciples, to lead others, and ask others. Tell them, Lord, na sila rin mismo, they should make disciples and share the good news of Jesus Christ, Lord, to others who do not know you yet. Thank you, God, for this boldness that we receive from you right now. Holy Spirit, thank you that you are with us. You are in us. You will enable us to be effective witnesses of this gospel in Jesus' name.